And we're back, and Roger's making a sardine sandwich. How disgusting is that?
Yeah, I have a sandwich with bangers in it.
Oh, well, bangers are okay.
Yeah.
Probably better if you put some, like, baked beans on it, huh, Roger?
That's right. Or to you colonials, that would be sausages, what?
Yes, indeed, that would be.
Tom and I were still
trying to discuss that.
What the hell's a banger?
What's a banger? Yeah, right, banger?
Yeah, or as I call them in Australia, I believe they call them snags.
Snags. Snags, that's a nice name.
Yes.
Okay, all right, we are going to bring in the Baloob first for a short question before we bring the monk in, and then we'll just open up the phones for a while and let people call in.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, Baloob.
The Baloob.
First he said, when are the calls? Gotta go. I can't call. Can I call? Please? Hello? Yeah, okay.
Call in.
It's the Baloob.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yeah, we got some nasty sound coming, so... You're humming.
What?
You're humming.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's that's weird.
All right, whatever. Ask Taunus or Adam, or Thomas. Taunus.
Thomas. You can ask Taunus anything you want.
Ask Tom or Adam your question.
I don't really have a question. I just want to say that I just watched some of them today, and I could have just, like, messaged from any of them. But I watched one of them while you guys were talking, and it was just really funny. I watched the first one. And I just say that it's really good. And
thank you. If you watched the first one, and you thought it was good. You have to watch the rest.
Yeah. And seriously, if there are more people out there who just want to call and say we're good, please do.
Yeah. Yeah. We did promise them when we booked them. They did insist that they get their ego stroked at least
right.
hourly.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we got into the business for.
Yeah.
So what episodes did you watch?
Just the first one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, watch the rest, because they only get much better.
Better actually. And funnier.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, he could have said I've only watched the eighth one.
Right. The eighth one was pretty bad.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I watched the eighth one, and I didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, I had no idea what the hell these people were doing.
Right. On borrowed gold, what is that?
Yeah.
I do like the way you all of your episode titles are sort of plays on various bits of pop culture.
Oh, that is 100% Tom too. That Tom does all of our editing and he does all the titles.
Do you have a title when you do the episode?
We do for the second season. Well, when we wrote the whole second season, we didn't write them in episodes. We just wrote it as one long script. We wanted to get from point A to point B, and that was going to be the season. And then we went back in, and we cut them into episode length. And then we went back into the episodes and kind of came out with titles for the episodes. So, in a lot of cases, when we think of an episode, like in the first season, we thought of an episode. We thought, okay, if we want to get from point A to point B, maybe the title should be something about that. Now, we usually didn't have a title until we were finished writing. Because then we could read the episode and go, oh, this is the funny joke right here. We'll make
right, so that'll be the title.
Right.
Like, for example, just to give a hint, the episode 22, the first one for season 2.
Right.
It's actually called This Is Dragon On Too Long, and it's spelled D-R-A-G-O-N. So,
yeah.
We're so punny.
Yeah.
All right, Baloob, anything else before we give you the hook?
Yeah, well, I'd just like to mention that the only reason I didn't really tell one of you guys to say that is it was so nearly the first show I had listened to that I hadn't called into, but I saved myself.
Okay, fine. It's the first show.
Okay, sorry. Just
thank you. Thank you for coming in. Red
thanks
button.
For calling.
Bye, thank you for calling.
Bye.
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 Okay, the hum is gone. Thank God.
Right. I was going to say the Baloob is gone.
The Baloob is gone. No, the Baloob can stay or go, but when he brings the hum with him.
He can go.
All right, we're going to bring the monk in, and then we're going to kick it on open for other callers, but we want to get monk in. Monk, are you there?
Yes, I am there.
And you're here with Tom and Adam.
With Tom and
A.K.A. Peter and Grayson.
finally with Peter and Grayson in the same room. I am in awe of you guys. Oh, I'm just shaking in my chair.
Yeah, I told him earlier that I was completely unaware of Neverending Nights until you mentioned it on one of your shows.
Yeah, well, see, I was completely unaware of it until one of my guys in my chat room, a couple of years ago, it seems like, when y'all had done like 4 episodes. And I said, this is great. This is before I knew about the movies or Machinima or anything. I think, if these guys can do this, they are so funny. I am just, like I said, I'm in awe of you guys being able to do this. Now, if I could get one of you to say something like, "Hi, I'm Peter the Ranger, and I drink brown bag beer, the prince of recycled beers."
So, I take it you're a brewer.
No, I advertise for brown bag beer, the prince of recycled beers. No. Cool, wet, cheap, it's brown bag beer.
Grayson's a heavy drinker.
It's not a real brand, guys. But Monk wants to use you to promo it. So.
No, that's all right, guys. I just. Yes, but if you could do it, it would be great.
All right. Let's be quiet and let them do a promo for Brown Bag.
Okay, brown bag beer, the prince of recycled beers, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Grayson the Fighter, and when I stroll up to the bar, I like nothing better than a brown bag beer. It's the prince of recycled beers.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! I'm orgasming in here in my chair. This is wonderful.
Yeah, you don't want to know how it's recycled, though.
Yeah. All right. I've got just a couple of semi-serious questions here.
Okay.
Are either two? I think one. I know one of you are married. Are both of you married and have families?
We were both married.
Not to each other,
right? Neither of us have families, other than maybe a dog and a cat.
Well, I was just wondering how your respective housemates felt about you sitting there at the computer talking to yourself, because when I'm making movies here, I get these funny looks from my wife. I was just wondering if you were experiencing the same things.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. In fact, we get funny looks from just people on the street when we talk to ourselves. But no.
Reciting our lines.
Right. Tom's wife is actually very supportive. is a good word.
Wait, why did you have to search so hard for that word?
She's not. She makes fun of us a lot.
She's a very, very prissy woman. So she thinks what we do is very silly. And not in a funny kind of ha-ha way, but more in a funny way.
Yeah. Like, oh, look at my nerd husband and his nerd friend.
There he is wearing his Neverending Night shirt in public again.
Yeah.
Has he no shame?
Oh, no, Tom has no shame whatsoever.
I have no shame.
Yes, my wife feels the same way when I wear my brown bag beer T-shirt out in public. y'all are so lucky. It seems like within your circle of friends, you have really come up with a talented group of people.
Well, we got really lucky with a couple of them, and there's a couple of them who I'm not going to name any names here because I like all my friends, but they are just awful.
Go ahead, name them.
I'm not going to.
No, what's your name?
I don't remember.
Now, if you get one of your friends in for a reading, and it just, I mean, you know, they go ahead and record the lines, and you listen to them, and it's like, oh my God, this sucks.
Total crap.
I mean,
yeah.
What do you do? I mean, do you just plop the sound file in and move along?
We give them a very small part in the next episode, and then we write them out.
Oh, okay.
So by process of elimination, we can probably figure out.
Oh, okay, so we can just basically watch the shows and keep track of who's on them. Who
doesn't come back very often?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of times what we'll do is if we get somebody in, and we've had this happen, who is just awful.
monotone is the...
Yeah. No, there's no...
Fluctuation.
Fluctuation of her voice. There's nothing. We'll try to coach her as best as we can to get the episode out.
Oh, her?
Yeah.
Someone's digging his grave.
The other thing is, Tom and I are such nice people that we don't want to write any of our friends out unless they just flat out piss us off.
Has it ever gotten to that point?
That's happened too. If you were an early fan, one of the people was replaced.
Yeah, we actually had to replace a person. not exactly the highlight of the Indian days, but.
So what do you do? Hold it over their heads? Look, you know. If you're not careful, you know, you could be written out of the next episode.
You know, that may work, actually. We haven't yet, but...
Now that we've actually got attention in PC Gamer, BioWare, and, you know, the movies online, you know, maybe we can start doing that.
That's right.
Improve, or else you're out, pal.
Right. Yeah, we don't
There's
need,
so much
we don't
can
need
do.
You anymore.
Look, we're not paying you anything.
We are international celebrities. We can have the cream of voice actors from around the world. We're doing you a favor.
We have literally a dozen or so fans across the planet.
Right.
I'm one of them.
we really try to not write anybody out. We really try to. If they want a part, we give them a part, no matter how bad they are. just because, you know, for us, this isn't a profession. This isn't.
We're
this
not
is just a hobby.
Yeah. Right.
We do this because we like it. We do this because it's fun for us. We haven't made any money on this. We're not looking to make any money. We just want to have fun with what we do. So if our friends can join in on that fun and have fun with us, dude, that means everything to me and Tom.
It sounds a bit like this show here.
Yeah. Oh, we lost the monk. I wonder if he was done or he just crashed.
No, the restraining order.
I guess
the restraining
he didn't
order.
Right.
He did not like the answer.
He didn't like the answer. Yeah, he just hung up.
He's like, yeah, all those lines I sent in and not one of them I...
He's all, if they want friends, how come I'm not in there?
Yeah, there was no room for a southern dwarf.
No, he's a big monk, apparently.
I think he accidentally hung up. He's done that before.
There
he's
he coming. Is.
We're bringing him back in, yes. What, you accidentally hang up again, monk?
No, it just kind of, it's going to be one of those days.
Rah.
I had such a good day yesterday. It's karma, you know. Yeah. It's just coming back around on the
dial-up internet in Alabama.
The squirrel in the cage got tired and had to stop.
Squirrel stopped for a second.
Yep, and there you went.
Not laid electricity on in Alabama then, Mom.
No, whatever. Well, speaking of fame, do you feel like you're famous now? I mean, that you've got guys calling you from their little web radio stations, calling you, saying, "Would you please come on and talk to us?" or have you got greater visions of grandeur, like you're standing there in an American Express commercial when they start typing out the name on the card, Peter the
Peter the Ranger.
Race to the Fighter.
Right, yeah. Yeah, Peter the Ranger in an American Express card. Yeah, that's right. I always use American Express. Now you zoom in. Peter the Ranger.
Yeah, zoom in.
Hey, it's Bob the Goblin.
I bet you even then they still wouldn't use our face.
No, probably not.
A little picture from Neverwinter Nights.
Exactly, yeah.
No, I don't feel famous. I don't know about Tom, but I definitely don't. I think it's amazing that people have the same sense of humor that we do, because we really write the episodes for us. It makes us giggle, so we put it in. The only time I thought, you know, even a little bit like, oh my God, this is really happening, is when we were in New York for the Machinima Awards last year.
Yeah.
And people kept asking us for autograph.
Wow.
I thought that was cool.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that was very cool.
Oh.
I mean, we autographed a Neverwinter Nights box. And I'm thinking, like, I didn't write the game. I didn't do the game.
That's cool, though. Yeah.
Oh, it was very cool. It was very cool.
My CD that you sent that's autographed, you know, that's a treasured possession now. So, believe it or not, you know, there are guys out there like me who actually look forward to little things like that and think, well, you know, one of my heroes has actually touched this.
Yeah, and right, in that right, case, literally,
Monk, do you think you're Monk? Do you think you're laying it on just a little thick? I mean, I know you're contractually obligated to stroke them, but right. It's really, I mean, you know.
He got the promo. I don't know why right. He's still stroking the ego.
I was going to say, I know. That's all we've really ever done. I mean,
no, yeah.
I wouldn't be too impressed with, you know, us touching the CD because you don't know where we've been.
Yeah, right.
How do you find time to do this? I mean, what do you guys do in real life if you don't mind answering that?
We don't do anything in real life. That's how we okay. have time.
Just go around to the pubs and say, oh, hey, do you know what Never Ending Nights is?
we both have day jobs. We do this on the weekends and after work. Like I said, it's kind of just our passion. It's what we like to do. It's our hobby.
Yeah, I mean, we just make the time for it. I mean, it gets to the point where it's so fun to do this. Like watching the final product all come together.
Yeah.
And, you know, not even before the fans even get to see it or anything like that. Just, us watching and going, dude, that's really right. You know, that's everything that we filmed is everything that we voiced all pieced together, you know. It's just really fun, so it's so easy to make the time for it.
Yeah.
You know, the world could be about to end, and I'll still be trying to edit before the world ends just to get, you know, five more minutes.
Let's finish that one episode before the world ends.
Right.
that's something I tell all the kids. I mean, find something you have a passion for and go for it. I mean, if you
absolutely.
Really, really enjoy doing it, whether it be your job or just a hobby like this, if you really enjoy doing it, if you got a passion for it, you got to just get out and do it and get it done.
Absolutely. And make sure even when you're doing it, you're having fun, because if you aren't having fun, then it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that Tom and I are really lucky as we really like doing this.
Even after 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And it was funny because we took kind of a hiatus between season one and season two to produce the DVD, and a couple things in, you know, mine and his personal life just kind of got in the way. But once we started back up on it,
we both
remembered how fun it was and how much we really enjoyed doing it. So it is something that it's just, for me, it's not even making time. It's I get to do this.
Yeah.
You know, my Saturday and my Sunday comes along, and I get to do this.
Well,
I really
should
be outside playing sports, but, you know.
It's something a little more healthy.
Right. Eating ding-dongs all day long.
Yeah, the hell with you healthy, know. You know. Yeah.
You're making
art.
Right. Right.
You've pretty much described Ken and Roger there. I mean, they have a passion for doing this, and I've picked up on it, too. And, you know, I look forward to the weekends when I can do my little radio show and then listen to theirs and compare notes. Okay, did they do theirs better than mine? You know, a little friendly competition there.
Well, I don't do that. Yeah. Actually, can I break in quickly? Janice is about to go off and play a game of Neverwinter Nights because she has one of her game nights tonight. And she just wanted to know, are you recruiting voice actresses?
See, this is the other reason that we have 19 people in the cast. It's because we won't say no. Sure, we'll send a few lines.
Oh, you wouldn't have neither redneck, would you?
That's what we were talking about while you were
I don't know
gone.
We need a redneck elf, although we may.
Hi, y'all.
I'm a southern elf.
Yeah, south elf. Yeah,
yeah.
I come from the south coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, them there southern drow.
Yeah, yeah, it really worked with the English southern accent, does it?
No.
That's how the drow speak with the English.
Right. Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah, you can't get the elfish in it.
Right.
That wasn't Irish, that was elfish.
Yeah. Or like Paul's piratey voice.
Yes.
That was when he started doing that, was the funniest thing. Tom and I must have laughed for 15, 20 minutes straight when he first voiced the very first line he ever did. It just came out that pirish Irish accent.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and actually, because I had watched, you know, I had seen some of the episodes, and I had planned to watch all 21, you know, in a row.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did it last night. My hair went white while I slept.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. But I, like, watched, like, the first nine or something. And then I thought, well, wait a second. Let me go look at the whole Never Ending Days thing. Okay, and Paul's in that as a dwarf.
A dwarf.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh, this guy, boy, they were lucky to find this guy because he's got, like, this perfect piratey Irish accent.
Right.
And you know, this he's just, you know, the stereotypical kind of dwarf kind of voice. And then, of course, then I go back and, you know, Paul shows up in Never Ending Nights. And, you know, it's going along, and then you get to the point where he drops the accent.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, that was so funny.
It's like, what the hell?
It's funny because we got a lot of negative feedback when he dropped his accent. Nobody liked the normal Paul voice. Everybody liked Pirish Irish Paul. And so we said, okay, that's it. No, you got to go back. You can never, ever.
Never speak in your own voice again.
Sorry. So. We all, like, we thought it was funny as hell, and we kind of thought it would be a nice way to get him out of the accent if he didn't want to keep doing it. But it just
Well, yeah, because, I mean, doing accents as a voice actor can get to be a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because, you know, you're constantly concentrating on as much on how you're saying it
exactly
as what you're saying and, yeah, and the way you're saying it in terms of acting. And, it can really be a pain.
Luckily, Paul talks like that most of the time.
Oh, anyhow. Okay. That's good.
So.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
So I've got a very strange question from the chat room. Jack Albain asks, what kind of burger at McDonald's do you like?
Okay. I can't stand McDonald's. However, yeah. Tom will eat anything on the menu.
Well, I used to. I actually stopped eating beef recently. But before, it was just your regular cheeseburger. Now, mm-hmm. You've probably never heard of it, but there's a place in California called Jack in the Box, and they have...
Yes, it's a chain.
I've been to L.A.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, when I went there 7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, the ultimate cheeseburger. You know, yeah. The one that stops your heart after each bite.
Yeah.
That's what my preference was back when I used to eat burgers.
Yeah. And me, I like In-N-Out. That's my burger place of choice.
Yeah, In-N-Out burgers are pretty good. They don't have them down here in Florida, but last time I was...
Yeah, it's a West Coast restaurant.
Yeah, but they also have moved into some other areas, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, and the monk said he's got a bad connection. Thank you, guys.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, monk.
Thank you.
Keep watching him.
Keep watching. Keep watching the skies.
Right.
Okay, we've got room if anybody out there wants to call in and actually speak to these two legends, these two heroes. Well, wait a second. Yeah. It's like a 35, 40-second delay before they actually hear it.
Yeah, so Ken's just filling time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, are there any other questions from the chat room?
I will have a look.
There
yeah,
we
I could be doing. I actually have got something just coming, and I will see if it's a... he said Burger King or McDonald's. Oh. I'm wrong. I thought Burger Kind, okay, whatever.
Jack Albain, what kind of questions are these?
That's it. Yeah, I'd like to mention here that Burger King are a British company. Did you know that?
They're owned by Britain now. By
oh,
a British
really?
Company,
right.
Yes.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we know how to make burgers. We copied this off of you.
Right. Yeah.
you put mayonnaise on your fries.
I don't. We put it between two slices of bread and call it a chip buddy.
Chip buddy, yes. A French fry sandwich. Good.
Yeah, big French fries dripping with grease between two pieces of buttered bread, and we call it a chip buddy. And most Americans go, we're like, so. Yeah, so.
Okay, if anybody wants to call in and speak to
or put a question
Tom or Adam, or if you just would like to put a question in to the chat room.
Or we could just start answering random questions that we come up with ourselves.
Right, exactly. You could interview each other.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit while we wait for about the second season.
Okay.
Now, in reading on your forums, this time you recorded the whole season
at once.
At once. Okay, so that was that all the whole cast sitting there?
We actually did it in 2 days. We had half the cast come over. Well, we got everybody could come over one day, and then a week later we had the rest of the cast come over. And that was basically our goal, is to get the entire season done. So we'd have all the audio, really, so we could release the episodes at our pace.
Right.
If we wanted to do 5 a week, we could do 5 a week. If we wanted to do 1 every 3 weeks, we could do 1 every 3 weeks. But this way, we had all the audio.
Yeah. From season one, we ran into a couple of problems sometimes where, especially people who were off on the East Coast that we need to get lines from, they wouldn't get it to us. And, you know, for whatever issue, mic's not working, computer crashed, whatever. So we'd have to hold off on the episode. And
well, right, yeah, you got to sit on it because you don't want to recast the part.
Right, yeah. exactly.
So, and that's similar to the kind of thing we run into in the movies when you're using outside voice actors.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, you know, for whatever reason, they can't get you the lines when you want them.
Right.
And you basically just have to either recast the part, which is you don't really want to do if you know them and you know, don't want to be mean about it. I mean, you know, like, I'm sorry, if you don't have them in the next 24 hours, I'll just get somebody else.
Well, especially if they've already done a voice in a previous episode.
We have Tiger Eyes called in. He's somebody who could really stop you because he's in L.A.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so, you know, for the movies, the game, pretty much I lost interest immediately. The quit mode just no. And even making the movies in the post production, I'm not going to bore you with that, but it's not interesting. To me, it's the writing that really keeps the game fun. But I mean, you know, you have to write to the limitations. How do you guys mold your ideas around the limitations of the game?
We actually just write whatever the hell we want to, and then when we get to the point in the game where we can't do it, we both kind of look at each other and go, crap, I guess we have to rewrite that. Which actually came up several times in season one, where we would write, we want this character to do this. We want this character to do this. We want this type of character. We want this type of bad guy. And then we get into the game and go, they can't jump up and down on the back of an elephant. So, how about we just have them walk across the dirt?
I mean, don't you ever get, like, frustrated?
Occasionally, but we're really flexible with our storylines. We're not to the point yet where we're like, this has to happen in this way in order for it to come out, you know, this way in the future.
And I think a lot of it also with Neverwinter Nights 1, we became very, very familiar with the game engine.
That is true.
So
by the end of season one, when we were writing an episode, we knew exactly what the game could do and could not do.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't write jumping up and down on the back of an elephant because we knew it couldn't happen.
But for what I was going to say is for Neverending Days, when we used the Neverwinter Nights 2 toolset and game engine, I will admit I became very frustrated. There were things like where we were using a command to basically jump characters and control them, but not a DM jump tool. It was a developer's command. But I found out there were a bunch of bugs. Like, for example, when I tried to control the frost giant, for whatever reason, moved him completely off the map into a corner where he couldn't move.
We couldn't move.
He could not even move him. And so I was like, well, that's certainly frustrating. I can't have him walk.
Well, there was a curiously static shot.
Right.
That was exactly
right. When you first see when the two girls are standing outside and they look over, it's like, uh-oh, look. And there's this static sort of front
standing there, kind of breathing.
The way I tried to get around the fact that he couldn't walk, that we couldn't control him, that he's just standing there, is I put a ease in command on it. So it's slowly kind of easing in on him. And that was supposed to be him walking. But obviously he wasn't walking very fast for, you know, a frost giant. He's just kind of gradually taking his time. So I mean,
moving like the ice cube monster.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got to tell you all, in all honesty, the frustrations with the game are nothing compared to the frustrations with our voice actor sometimes. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, deal with voice actors, didn't you, Ken?
How do we deal with them?
No, he worked out how to do it. What he does, he gets people he knows and stands there and keeps shouting at them until they get it right.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. Or smack them on the back of their head so that gets their attention.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Ow! Yes, I am, sir.
Yeah.
Please, sir, may I have another?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so what kind of format do you guys use? Do you just, like, freestyle everything? Do you use, you know, like, Final Draft to write out your scripts? What do you do?
We just use Word, to tell you the truth. We have a format that we write our scripts in.
Oh, that's painful.
Yes, it is. We have a format that we write our scripts in, but it's literally in Word. We just type it all out. And then I will go back in. Since I do all the filming and Tom does all the editing, I'll go back in after the script is done and put in all of my exterior shots and where I want them to look at. Basically storyboard the script before I sit down on the computer.
I mean, I have, like, this character, you know, colon or whatever. Do you use, like, a film script style layout?
We use a film script style, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we actually have all the scripts on one of our websites. I had not put an index page up, so one of our fans got into it and started reading all the scripts before we published them. That was kind of funny.
Yes.
But yeah, it's all film script style. But as far as like this character walks here, we don't do that. I do that much later.
Like we don't in the script. You know, in the writing of the script, we don't say, like, you know, pan in this way on this character doing this.
Just kind of go for it.
Right, yeah. We basically have all the, you know, the character's
just
name
the dialogue.
Centered, dialogue of what they say, character's name centered, dialogue of what they say. And then when we go in and film, we'll decide then, you know, because we might look at something, do this, and go, that doesn't really work. Let's do it from over here.
Now when you're shooting, Tom, you do most of the shooting.
No, I do.
Adam does most of the shooting.
Tom will do most of, like, the touch-ups. Like, if I miss something or if something just doesn't look right or doesn't come out correctly, then Tom will go back in and reshoot.
Well, okay, are both of you, like, is Adam sitting in front of the computer and Tom standing behind him? Or, Adam, do you do, like, a rough cut? Or
well, what
how does
we'll
it
do
work?
Is I'll sit down with the episode and I'll film the episode. And then I'll title each of the, like, we'll cut them into probably 40 or 50 mini-movies, little mini-MPEGs, basically.
Right.
And then I'll title those MPEGs with the lines from the script. So he can tell me, so I can tell Tom, okay, this is where I think this should be. This is where I think this should be. And then usually when he gets them, he watches them and goes, well, no, that was crap. I'll put this over here. I'll put this over here. But it's really kind of like the way I think of our style together is very much like Rodgers and Hammerstein, where they wouldn't talk to each other. One person write the music, one person write the lyrics, and they hated each other. That's a lot like how we are. Like, I'll film it and then just give them all the footage. And then when I see the final product, I'm like, oh, wow, he did it this way.
That's funny.
And he also does all the audio. So that's the other thing is I have to be really conscious of. Is I don't know what the final audio sounds like when I'm filming.
Oh, so you haven't even heard it? So you don't
have
a real feel for the you know, how long the line takes to be delivered or...
Well, we're working on, like, I'll be filming when he's editing the audio together. We're working at the same time, so I don't hear it. Like, I'll have the script in front of me, and I have been in every single line reading, so I know what the actors have said and how they've said it, what
right.
they sounded like. But as far as the final audio, I don't hear it until he presents me with the episode. So yeah, it's kind of
raw.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah, that's how we've always done it.
I have a question come in from SG Porsche or Porsche. Would you mind asking? No, I wouldn't mind at all. This if the technician already asked, it hasn't. Do you have any influence when making the series?
Did we have any influence when we were making the series?
Is there anything influenced?
Did anybody influence you?
Did anybody influence? Well,
yeah, it's the language.
Did you copy?
Right. some of our biggest influences, honestly, are, well, George Lucas and the whole Star Wars series. We're both huge Star Wars fans. So there are subtle references to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of pop culture references through the whole thing.
And then the other big one for me is Monty Python.
Yes.
There are... The one that I really wanted, like a Python-esque moment, was when we attacked the Ice Cube Monster. When I run in, sword blazing, and then all of a sudden I just walk off, and I lost my sword. That was supposed to be very much a Monty Python-esque sketch. Because I just loved the whole... Personally, I love the Monty Python humor timing.
Yeah, the timing.
Yeah, to me, it's perfect. So that's what I strive for every time we film or write an episode is, you know, could this be better if John Cleese was doing it?
Well, I wonder,
yeah.
Let's get John Cleese and do some voices with him. I'm sure he'll agree.
So, yeah, those are my influences, are Monty Python and Star Wars, actually.
Those are good places to draw influence from. You can be as much like them as possible, and you're probably set.
Yeah, I've got a question from Maureen here. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh,
I think both of us have the same show right now.
Yeah.
Currently, I would say for right now, it's Rome.
Yeah.
Which is on HBO.
Yeah. That's.
Phoebe made this. They shared the making of that together.
I'm sorry?
You're breaking the BBC up a little record.
The BBC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's an incredible show.
Yeah,
the new series is just starting.
I know. Tonight.
See.
And I don't have HBO, and I'm pissed right now.
Verinus and Titus, the two main characters, that would be Peter and Grayson if they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, of course, which is really which?
Oh, yeah, no. No, we're not going there.
Yeah, that's...
That one and my other passion show right now is Lost. I love Lost.
Ooh.
I know.
Yeah, 24 starts today. Definitely.
24 is Tom.
Yeah, I was just say that's my other show. 24.
Yeah, 24 is awesome.
And that's on that premieres tonight too.
Yes, it
does.
A bit off each other at the same time.
5 hours.
No, I'm sorry. It's in 2 hours or 1 hour. 1 hour and
curse
nine
East
minutes.
Coast.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'll be enjoying it. I'll be done enjoying it before you even start. Enjoy
it.
Like you're in the future.
It's like you're in the future.
I am in the future.
Can you tell me who wins the Charger game?
The Chargers win, of course.
Oh, it's good. Excellent. Thank you.
Good answer.
The Bears win.
Yeah, the Bears.
Did the Bears actually win?
No.
No idea. Oh,
I don't think the Bears are even in the playoffs.
No, they were playing today. They were 24-21 down in the third quarter, is the last I heard.
Oh, okay.
What's your favorite soda?
Pepsi. Diet Pepsi.
All right.
Sorry.
That was very Monty Python.
Yeah.
Red, no blue.
Red, no blue.
Yeah, that's it. And that was Master 007 asked.
Does no one have a question about Never Ending Night?
I know, seriously. I mean,
no, done asking questions about that.
See, I like pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
Long walks on the beach.
Long walks on the beach.
Are you fans of Supernatural?
Yeah, Tom is very much.
I love Supernatural.
Yeah,
Marine.
Love it to know that. Yeah. So okay, that's cool.
So anyway, back to while we still got you because we are running towards the end of the show. Season 2.
Yeah.
What can we expect?
Bigger, better, and badder. Season 2, you're going to see Peter and Grayson absolutely fumble more and more. You're going to see us we're going to be in bars again.
Surprise, I know.
That's like in their natural habitat.
We're going to... There's going to be a kind of a twist with the dragon. It's going to be kind of an interesting little side story there.
And also, the end of Season 2 will have another cliffhanger, which is, I think, bigger and better than the first cliffhanger.
Yeah. You're going to see, actually, a little bit of a cast shake-up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. Some people made you angry.
Yeah.
I shall be smited.
I have Sorry, you go first. You're the guest.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, and for everyone who watched the episode where Paul the Dwarf dies in season one.
Yes.
We even saw him with wings.
Yes.
Yes. And you will see him again in season two.
Over and over and over
again. Over and over and over again.
But what voice will he use?
He still be Pirate Paul, because we've learned that we can't do another voice with Paul.
Right. That's it. Makes the audience angry.
Yes. But with season two, we were fortunate. Yeah, we've got all the characters all fleshed out.
Right.
So we're going to focus a lot more on story and jokes with season two. So
we're going to have some backstory to some characters, but we're going to be able to flesh out some of the side characters a lot more too.
Yeah. You'll find out about the sword that Grayson has.
Yes, the sword.
And you'll find out about Andrea's mother.
Yep.
And you'll find out about how Daniel the Destructive actually ties in with Andrea.
Right.
Right, because the mother seemed to be aware of him and put the two of them together.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of
backstory.
I want to say like storylines that are going to finish. We're going to have a lot of conclusion. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. Okay. What are you looking for?
Resolution.
Resolution. Thank you. Yes, we have a lot of resolution on some of the characters' aspects.
Oh, and also, to make everyone happy, you're going to see the goblins.
Yeah, the goblins will be back.
The goblins will be back.
They will be back.
The mirror universe.
Yes. And that's the other thing. You'll also see we have some other creatures that we throw in.
Yep.
Basically the same idea. It's going to be three creatures who mirror the three main characters.
Oh, so you can keep that joke going.
Yeah.
Yes, we keep that joke. But I mean,
we like to recycle jokes because we're not that original.
Yeah,
so when something works, we're just going to do it again.
Yeah, exactly. You got to look at it that hey, it worked once. Go for it.
For the Simpsons.
Master 007 had another question. How many seasons are you planning to go for?
Five.
Four or five.
We have the third season roughly sketched out. We have the fourth season and the fifth season's ideas overall, but we haven't started anything on those.
Now, do you anticipate it? I mean, you're gonna do another 21 episode season.
Yes.
Okay.
Season two ends with episode 42.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So
the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Right.
How do you plan to bring them out so you're ready for season three next January, or will they be brought out more slowly and season three will start?
No, I really want season two to be brought out on a regular schedule. Like initially we really wanted it every 10 days. But then just life happened. And
well, yeah, I mean that's kind of setting a tight schedule there.
Yeah, it is. So I would like to see season two end by January and season three start next January. That would be an excellent time frame.
Well, with your new thing where you've got all your audio already done.
Oh yeah. So the fact that it's just filming it, it's written, everything, it's filmed, edit,
drop the audio in and.
Right.
And move on to the next one. That should help an awful lot.
We really have learned how to film an episode, and we really have learned how to edit an episode.
We just learned how to do everything, I think, more effectively.
We are much more effective now than we were a year ago.
Well, sure, because when you started, you hadn't done it before.
Right.
And every step was learning how to do it and seeing if it worked.
Yeah, exactly.
But now you're pros.
Now that we're kind of in a groove, yeah, I am hoping for one episode every 2 weeks.
Good.
That's what I would like to see come out.
And I'd just like to point out that people who actually sponsor the site will see it first.
Yes.
Because they'll get it a week beforehand in the little sponsor forum.
Yep.
So you have the ability to sponsor the site through PayPal or a credit card or whatever to help them with the bandwidth cost, because you know the popularity has got to be, you know, putting a big drain on your finances.
I'm hoping to see a huge huge spike in bandwidth when this interview airs.
Oh, sweet.
I want to see our bandwidth go to hell.
Don't count on it. There's about 10 people listening right now.
No, actually right now there's still 15. Well, that's down from 25 when we started. But it's
easily
the thing
more
is,
than we usually have.
It's getting late in the UK. It's coming up on midnight. So the UK and the Europeans are starting to go Betty Bus.
They're starting to waver. And they're some of our best fans.
Yeah.
But the show is up for download, and we get quite a lot of downloads through the week. And also it stays online forever, basically.
That's right.
this is going to be...
Yeah, this will always be there in your past.
Yeah.
When you go for that FBI security clearance for your dream job.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They may bring you into the room, and you sit down, and the man
just
presses...
You want to know why you're talking to a sword.
Yeah, presses a little button on an iPod, and you suddenly hear this interview coming out.
Yeah.
What do you have to... about this.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Somebody else. Okay, we're getting to the close, so we're going to go around the table. Oh, Tiger left before he could go around the table.
I have one very quick question.
Okay,
shoot.
Really, the whole point of getting you two guys on here to answer this one question, and this comes from Marine, is which one of you two is the better player at Neverwinter Nights?
Oh, by far me.
Yeah. Sadly, it would be Adam.
Oh, by far.
Well, that's because Tom likes to build.
That's exactly.
He didn't get into all that monster fighting.
No,
adventuring. Oh no, he creates worlds. He's not.
Tom's also pretty lousy at video games in general. I will regularly school him whenever we're playing.
Well, I'd like to point out a story. There was a time where we were playing.
Go now.
Neverwinter Nights. No. It's the kick down the door thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we decided to get a bunch of our friends to play multiplayer together on Neverwinter Nights. So we're running around. Everyone's doing the proper thing. You know, the wizards are resting. You know, everyone's doing their little thing. And I got bored, so I started kicking down doors, which interrupts wizards, you know, resting.
Yeah, so they don't learn their spells. And
right. Exactly. And then for the paladin, it causes an alignment shift because he's in the party. So I kept doing this over and over and over, and our resident paladin was like, seriously, you have to stop. I'm about to lose my paladin abilities, which, of course, I didn't stop, and I kept kicking down doors. So I'm not a good player.
No, he's not. He's not a kind or happy or gentle player.
Not a team player.
No.
Not a team player at all. Because I'd go, you know, attract monsters, bring it back to everyone else.
Yeah, right. Nice. Very, very nice. Okay, so we usually go around the table at the end of the show, so we'll go to you guys first. Any final words?
Just really, thank you for having us on.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to our website, www.neverendingnights.com, download all the episodes, and...
kill our bandwidth.
Yeah, basically, come to the forum. We'd love to have new users in the forum.
Yes.
So come on in and say hi. We'll definitely chat back.
And season two is coming when?
I
That's
predict
up to Tom.
I think it'll be out probably tomorrow.
That's for the sponsors, right?
For the sponsors, yeah. It'll be out tomorrow.
And a week later.
Yeah, just about a week.
For the little people.
For the
people.
For those of you who are not kind enough to donate just that little bit.
You mean for the goblins and the like?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Come on, because that's who everyone wants to see is the goblins.
Yeah, pretty much.
People skip to the end of the credits and go, no goblins, don't even watch it.
Yeah, just, exactly. Yeah.
That's a goblin. Spot the goblin.
Yeah. There's going to be a spin-off eventually, I know it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see, now that would be fine. It's like a little never-whatever nights with just the goblins.
Yeah.
Watch for neverendinggoblins.com.
Right.
Coming soon.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, see, you've built an empire.
Yeah, and it's certainly been wonderful having you on the show.
Yeah,
today.
It's been terrific. I knew watching the episodes that it was going to be a good interview.
Thank you.
Because you know, it's like they're so funny and so nuts that, you know, you look at it and you say, well, you know, these guys aren't going to be like, yeah. No.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Monotone. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. This is how I go home, and I filmed.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, we're great. We're wonderful. Dude, we're the best people on the planet. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we just don't get out much.
Well, really, we farm all of our animation out to Japan.
Right, yeah.
They send it back. Yeah, we put our own voices in.
Yeah, we're just the packagers.
That. Right.
So when a big TV deal comes, you're both going to give up work then?
No.
Yeah, I don't know about the China. Big TV deal. I don't exactly see never in my You know, tonight on Fox after American Idol. Stay tuned for Never Ending Nights.
Having said that, did anyone see the South Park episode which was done on World of Warcraft?
That was a great funny episode.
Yeah.
Brilliant episode.
The guy who was beating him, he sort of like leaned back in his chair, his hand on the mouse, and thinking, "That's me."
I know. The chip crumbs on your shirt, you know, the soda can tipped over. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was like, "How the hell did they get a camera in my house again?" Damn.
Yeah.
All right, Roger. You have any final words?
I have a couple. As you guys may remember, I'm reading Samuel Pepys at the moment as my sort of gentle reading in the restroom.
Yeah.
And a couple of interesting things I found about it. Remember, bearing in mind this is 1660, the guy was a pervert. I mean, sort of like he's talking about like seeing this girl who's working cleaning his office, and he said like he had such an eye for her, he had to drill a hole in his wardrobe so he could watch her through the wall. And I'm like, what? But worse than that, his wife, some guy like was teaching her to dance, and he's like, I'm sure he's after the get in her drawers kind of thing. And he's like, and he even checked to make sure she was wearing some that day. So sort of like, okay, I think she's been fine. But to get over his depression about it, he went and slept with a couple of hookers. So, you know, it's like the guy's a pervert.
Yeah. Yep, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Exactly.
And the other thing I have an announcement for is if everyone wants to tune in to the Aussie show this Friday, Saturday, depending what your time zone is, it's a 2-hour big spectacular Aussie show. So that's this Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, with Maureen and hopefully Terrison.
Yay!
Yes, that's going to be going on hiatus sometime soon when Maureen goes back to school, so... Yeah, my Friday nights will be free again. But not completely, because we also have the new... Sweaty Brick show that will be out every month.
That's right.
Once a month, for whatever it is that they want to do.
It is once a month. It is correct.
Okay. Anything else, Roger?
Thanks to these guys coming on. Thanks to the... guys earlier, and thanks to you, Ken, for putting it all together, because without you, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Well, you're all welcome. And I want to thank...
It's all about you, Ken.
I'm good. I'm smiling now. I'll go out and eat my one-pound burger, and I'm gonna drink a couple of beers, and I'll be so happy. Happy about myself. And who was it who said they don't eat much meat anymore? Or don't eat meat anymore?
No, that was Tom.
That was me.
I eat meat I get my hands on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Tom. Yeah, so we can basically see Peter sort of wasting away and becoming more passive as the season goes on.
I just want some grilled veggies, I think.
Oh yeah, exactly.
He's a ranger.
Yeah, well, he is a ranger. So perhaps there's been some kind of terrible crossover here.
Right.
And now you no longer want to summon the animals to eat them.
Exactly. See, he even protested then.
I know. Yeah, we should have known. Should have known he was a vegetarian disguise when you saw that.
That's it. You want to forage for nuts and berries in the forest.
Yeah. Exactly. And talk to the fish. I would also like to... I would also like to thank the guys... let's start from the get-go. We want to thank Doc and Six-Headed Monster for a fine Doc Massacre Cinema. The winner was Mad Angus.
Who wasn't supposed to be here.
Who wasn't supposed to be there. So, yeah, you blew his cover pretty good. See, that's what you get when you answer questions when you're not supposed to be there.
Want to thank the DCMF gang. We had Implosion, we had Gleam, we had Tiger Eyes, and we had Johann Sturk. And head on over to there. I don't recall the link, but I'm sure you'll find it in the forums. And finally, I want to thank Tom and Adam. Excellent, excellent, excellent interview. Thank you so much for coming in. We had a great time.
Oh, we
and
did too.
I think our audience did as well.
I hope so. I hope we could provide a little bit of fun.
A little light in their lives.
Yeah, giggles and laughs, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you may have gained a few more viewers.
I hope so.
I think we doubled it, Ben.
At least.
They've stolen our listeners.
That's right, yeah. Right. Yeah, they no longer care about us. Now they're just waiting for the next never-ending night episode. So we will be back next week at same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, yeah.
And, Roger, would you like to give the final line?
Yes, I would. Let's eat!
Chinny chin chin, you can't.